After you've gone away, you told me goodbye, now it's your turn to cry. After you've gone away, gone away.
And that, Katie, was just the warm-up exercise. Amazing. Yeah, gentlemen, welcome to the production.
Good
fantastic to touch base with your good self. As I say, we thank Pete for being your official security guard and escort here this morning. So thank you, Pete, for that. Marvellous stuff from there. We have Les, Alan, Jonathan and Jeff. Les, you are the director of the Northern Accord extravaganza, etc.
I am indeed.
So just share with us how this came about, because Katie Grimmison is online now. She's our Birmingham correspondent. Yeah. She's fascinated by new bands and a whole range of things. So this,
well, I wouldn't say we were new. We've all been singing barbershop for many years. In my case, 32 years. And Jeff, I don't know how many years.
10 years.
It's about 32, yeah.
Alan, 10 for me.
10, and Johnny.
Yeah, I'm calling it about 10.
10 years. Yeah. So this is a hobby that has brought us together. It's a hobby that is very popular throughout the UK, and we sing under the umbrella of an organisation called BABS, the British Association of Barbershop Singers. And for the last probably 10 years or so, they've been operating Learn to Sing courses around the UK. And I did one about 10 years ago, I think, when Johnny joined, and he came along and got hooked and has been singing barbershop ever since. We're actually singing another chorus further south that practices in Tadcaster. So it's one of these things that gets under your skin, gets in your blood, and you tend to be singing all over the place.
Quite
clearly.
Your
wives nuts and
as we said, we've worked quite a lot with LABS, the Ladies Association of Barbershop Quartets, and the setup there. But let's go to Burma. Katie, what did you make of what we just heard this morning from, of course, Northern Accord?
Oh, I loved it.
It's got the thumbs up from Katie Grimmison. That's very important.
That's
great. So, I mean, obviously, this is up for a whole range of sort of factors here. You're here today as part of an ongoing setup. Let's talk through how people got involved. Jonathan, can you share with us how you got involved with the
Yeah, probably the funniest story, I think, to be honest, because I was actually getting my hair cut when I had hair in my barber's.
Nice.
And saw a
poster
saying free singing lessons.
Mm-hmm.
For years, I'd been DJing and sort of doing karaoke's, and I'd always wondered
it struck me as being the MC Hammer of the group, which is what I thought was important when we came to you. Yeah, very good.
I've got his trousers on.
Steady. Yeah. Can't touch this.
And basically, my barber, who I'd known for a few years, said he was going along. So with a bit of kind of friendly encouragement, I went along, met Les and some of the guys at I think it was the Martin Country Club. And like Les said, got hooked, really, to be honest. Within the 6-week course, it's very addictive. Once you're looking for that sort of locking the chords and ringing them, as we try to do, it is very addictive, and never look back, really, to be honest.
I thought Les was actually taking his role as director very seriously today, because he'd come along with a shirt and tie on and all the rest. I mean, I felt almost underdressed, actually. Perhaps should have got the DJ out. Let's hand over to Katie. I mean, we'll have to play this without them wearing headphones, but it'll be marvellous stuff. Katie, would you like to sort of ask any of the team any questions? Les, Alan, Jonathan, or Jeff, or you can even have a word with Pete, of course, if you like. It's up to you. Who do you wish to speak to first?
Well, I'll ask a general question. And what who are your musical influences?
Musical influences.
Barbershop is interesting in that it's a form of close harmony singing that really took off in the 20s, 30s and 40s. And I think a lot of what we sing, like the one we just introduced a little earlier, was from the 1940s. And some of these songs lend themselves very well to harmonisation. And there are lots of modern interpretations. When we go to competition, the association is trying to protect a form, so we are inclined to sing these older songs that follow a musical form that is laid down in the barbershop world. So our musical influences are many and varied, but I think a lot of swing numbers from the 30s and 40s, I think, particularly.
I have to apologise, and I will on air to Jeff, because what Katie doesn't realise, and probably the listener, well, certainly the listener doesn't at present, is I soaked Jeff with water, all sorts of things. I was moving the microphone over and I thought, oh, it's just going splendidly. Here we are, beginning of a Saturday special, and he's just soaked the guest with... Was it water or was it gin? I don't know.
Water.
It was water, right. That's okay.
Gin's for after the show.
just wanted to work through that. What do you think, Katie? I think we should actually have invite Northern Accord to give us another little blast or something, because they've been warming up, and warm-up exercises, as we know, very important. I like to say, all that, which is all good from that point of view. That's the horse, actually. That's still in mind. Or chewy toffee. Are we beginning to sort of settle down, gentlemen? Because it's all sort of packed in happily together from that point of view.
This is typical of all studios. Tiny.
Well, you know, we'll have to ship you down to Lincoln, slightly bigger, but that's almost perfectly formed.
If you're going to do something else, I think it might be wise to stand.
We're fine from that. Yeah. And as you actually stand up, I think we should be okay in terms of microphones and various other things. I'll open up another channel from that. So would you like to introduce what you're going to do? And this could be for Katie. This could be a dedication for Katie Grimmison.
This is
your song from the Northern Accord.
The guys are just rearranging.
Exactly. They're doing a bit of studio arranging now.
There are songs in the barbershop world that we call polecats, and they are simple songs that demonstrate the style and are easy for people to learn. And there's one we'll sing now called Heart of My Heart. And one of the good things about this song is that it demonstrates the close harmony very well. It's a little ballad called Heart of My Heart, and we'll dedicate this to our young lady.
Are we doing the split? Do you want to break it down a bit, Les?
We could try that. Have we got time for this? We could break the four parts down, and you can hear how it's all put together.
Let's go for that. That'd be fantastic.
Well, Johnny will start first. He's the lead singer. In other words, he sings the melody, and we'll start it off.
Heart of my heart, I love you.
Okay, that's the first line. We'll have Alan next, who's the bass. He's the one clearing his throat here.
Heart of my heart, I love you.
And we'll have the tenor next. Now, the tenor in barbershop is a little different to tenor in soprano alto tenor bass pieces. It's a floaty little voice on the top, and men sing in falsetto, and Jeff will demonstrate that now.
Heart of my heart, I love you.
Okay, and that leaves me, and I sing baritone. And the joke generally is that I sing all the notes that nobody else wants, so we'll have a go at this. Can you bring me in, Johnny, please?
Heart of my heart, I love you.
And we'll put them all together.
And now the magic. Heart of my heart, I love you. Life would be naught without you. Light of my life, my darling, I love you. I love you. I can forget you never. From you I ne'er can sever. Say you'll be mine
forever. Applause. Fantastic. Settle down, relax, sit down for a few minutes. Katie, what did you make of that? I mean, I feel like American Studies brought to life, graduate in American Studies, there we have your genuine barbershop quartet, Northern Accord. What did you make of it, Miss Grimmison?
Oh, that was lovely. I could listen to you all day, to be honest.
Yeah, there we are. You see, that's it. So, well, a few more moments, we'll work our way through that. Okay, Katie, questions again from yourself. Who do you wish to go to now, or is it another general question?
I'm not sure, really.
I mean, from the point of view, because I mentioned obviously labs as well. Do you ever work together with obviously ladies' barbershop quartets?
Yeah,
and
sometimes,
yeah.
Northern Accord itself, actually, although we're a quartet, mm-hmm. is a chorus. We have 30 mm-hmm. members, mm-hmm. and if you can imagine the multiple of four just multiplied up, mm-hmm. So you all sing, you know, the four parts.
Because I'm thinking,
so quartet is four, and then you can have octets and so on.
Katie's recently graduated from the University of Lincoln with an upper second degree in American Studies. She's going to possibly do a postgraduate course, but she's kind of doing reviews and various other things. I think it'd be something that maybe for a young person, you know, early 20s, well, pretty boy, etc., could get involved with. You
know? We certainly hope so.
I mean, the sweet Adelines, isn't it?
Yeah, there's the sweet Adelines for the ladies, which is a way of getting into labs, and the learning and education processes are pretty advanced now. And I think Making Music, the national charity, has acknowledged that the barbershop world probably has the best educational system in any music forum at all, you know, around the country. It's pretty good.
Choirs.
So labs, we get together with sometimes. We share concert halls, and we also are lucky enough in the chorus we're singing with in Tadcaster, chorus director there, Sally McLean, is a 13 times leader of a chorus that have won 13 gold medals, choir of the year, choir of the world, and so on. Yeah. Very talented. So there's a lot of talent in the organisation.
There's a lot of support within, obviously, labs come to see Babs, and Babs go to see labs, and etc. Yeah. So there's a lot of, like, sort
that's
of...
That's not euphemism, Katie, in case you're wondering, but so long. fantastic stuff. Gentlemen, it's a genuine delight, and I know Sarah Huntley's going to be joining us later on in the production. Katie, does that appeal? I mean, have you ever thought of maybe joining a choir and doing some singing?
I don't think I like to go and watch. I actually saw a harmony group when I did this. I volunteered for this thing called National Vintage Awards, and it's people who have vintage companies like from the 40s and the 50s. And then I went to cover the event blog for it, and there was actually a group there called Putting on the Blitz, and they were amazed, and I loved them. And they won the best musical performance on the night because they were really good.
Putting on the Blitz. You were nodding. Yeah. You've come across those chefs, etc.
We were singing Putting on the Ritz.
Putting on the Ritz, Putting on the Blitz. Fantastic.
I think the good thing about both organisations, Labs and Babs, Labs and Gents side of things, is that if you want to start a singing career and you want to look into branching out into other forms of harmony singing later on, it's a good place to start. Learning materials are supplied. Usually, if not everybody reads music, so we use teach discs that you can listen to in the car and at home and so on. So a good place to start, I would suggest.
I think, Les, as well, the common misconception is that it's something that old people do. And a lot of these competitions that you go to, there's kids there. We've got Jamie in our chorus who's 12 years old.
Good heavens, that's even younger than Katie Grimerson. That's
So there's a wide spectrum of ages. Yes, of course, you're going to get a lot of, you know, people who have maybe retired, etc., etc., but there's a lot of youth involvement, and, you know, the Babs and Labs have all got youth
And I think television has made singing cool at the moment. Yeah, the last few years, and made some great programmes on TV.
And I think self Gareth has something to do with that, doesn't he?
Gareth and the choir. Yeah. So, it's good.
Well, there we are, Katie. There's your challenge for this Saturday, as you sort of consider various other bits and pieces. Consider doing some work with Birmingham versions of the barbershop quartet routine and opening up your singing career. Are you up for that?
Just Google.
What, my singing career?
I think so. I think it's a definite commitment. And indeed, as Les just said, just put it into any search engine and all will be well with the world. So fantastic stuff. Katie, it's been extraordinary in all sorts of ways. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the show today?
Yeah, I have. It's been nice to talk to you all as well.
Well, if they could hear you, they'd actually acknowledge. I just didn't actually sort
much,
of Casey. Open
nice
that thing.
So. Nice to speak to you.
Great stuff there. And we'll see you again very soon, Katie Grimerson, okay?
Yeah, have a nice day.
I think the only thing we can do now, temporarily, is go Ella Fitzgerald.
It's wonderful to look into your eyes. Who dreamed that I'd be alive? of heaven. I'm drifting high, high on a cloud. You're an angel and this is heaven. Oh, it's wonderful to have your lips divine combined with mine and dream forevermore. It's wonderful to know that you love me. It's glorious, it's marvelous. Oh, darling, it's so wonderful.
It is indeed, particularly when you've actually got the fabulous Northern Accord quartet in the studio. I say quartet, it is a quartet, because it's a barbershop quartet. But as we mentioned earlier, we've also got the fantastic historian extraordinaire who is Pete Thomas in the studio. Pete, how are you keeping, sir?
I'm keeping fine, Alex.
Brilliant. Since of course, we last spoke, you were last in the studio, we were doing all those routines. And, of course, you do remember the legendary Minty Steed who said, you're just a toy boy, in many ways.
Yes, yeah?
20 years before you even start considering marriage in any sort of way, so which is very important. Reporting now live from the en route to the Stokesley show, because she's going through mists and all sorts of things, is the aforementioned Minty. Good morning, Minty, how are you?
We're going as quickly as we can, allowing for the fact we've been in thick fog with varying amounts of heavy rain and then loads of soft and drizzle. And a couple of people ahead of us who I know you have to be very careful on the road, but there's a difference between careful and going along where a tricycle could overtake.
Yes,
you together in front, so it's too many cars to go past.
Okay.
In any space in the conditions of the weather, so we're now reduced to tootling along.
Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a good tootle on a Saturday morning. That's excellent stuff on that point of view. Of course, you do realise that this is actually the meteorological conditions coming out in support of the Scottish referendum, because we're now getting the kind of weather they'd have in Scotland as a matter of course. You know, so there we are. It just shows that there's a sign.
Definitely, Ben, if I'm going to that, it's definitely Greece. You know, for the weather, it's definitely Greece, as I say, in Scotland. You know, when it's the sort of drizzle and heavy rain all at the same time and the fog in the lips, that's definitely Dreesh,
makes perfect sense. Pete, over to your good self. Would you like to ask Minty any questions such as what she's going to do with Toffee and Tarka at the Stokesley show?
What are you going to do with Toffee and Tarka at the Stokesley show, Minty?
All we're going to do with Toffee and Tarka was the whole purpose we're going was to be there at the Stokesley show for 11 a.m. so that we could do it live from the showground, and you could hear all about the very famous fair that they have at Stokesley. It's one of the very few agricultural shows. There is a massive fairground at the same time, and we hope to have been over where the steam engines were as well, so you could get a full flavour of the show going off. And we're now roughly about 1.5 miles away, and it was allowing for safety purposes. You know, we could go no faster, and we're stuck behind very slow traffic. But you would have heard actually all the things happening at the show ground, which I had hoped we could have achieved for you. Toffee and Tarka are going along, really. Toffee is my disability aid carrier, and Tarka coming along his companion along the way, because you can't take Toffee and not take Tarka when the new are heading towards the show. But we are, today's one of the few days when we go to a show that we're not actually competing. They have a few classes in the afternoon, but they're not the sort of competitions we go in, you see. We do more terriers and such as that, you see.
That makes sense.
We're now sort of almost heading towards in the showground area now. We're just trying to join in the rest of the traffic.
Brilliant stuff. Excellent. Pete, does that put your mind at ease with respect?
It does.
Good.
It does.
That's excellent. Pete, how did you get involved with this fabulous barbershop quartet that you brought along today?
Well, I'm the rookie, really, the junior member. And I went along on in February of this year and started. I think I'd been reading some stuff about well-being and health. And one of the things it talked about was socializing, singing and socializing. Mm-hmm. So I immediately googled barbershop singers.
Yes.
and it came up with Northern Accord.
Yeah, excellent. Which is fantastic. And is he passing muster, do you think, Les, from
your
point of view?
Very well.
Doing that. Excellent. Okay. Listen, Minty's in her car, at least obviously with Jackie at the wheel and sorting through
our
things.
We can now see all the tents. We're just coming to the roundabout area, just heading in for the showground now.
Hey, it's very exciting. Well, I'm getting maybe a few short bars or something to welcome Minty from the area to the showground. This would live sort of routine. Have we got something we can maybe break into? I'll leave it to yourself, Les. This is your musical accompaniment, Minty, from four of the fabulous Northern Accord Choir. I think they're led by Les, of course, with Alan, Jonathan, and Jeff in full force. Are you ready for this, Minty?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay, here it comes then. Okay.
Well, this is I can't give you anything but love, baby. I hope you like it.
I can't give you anything but love, baby,
baby of mine.
That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while,
wish you'd have
we'll find some happiness, and I guess all those things you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby.
Baby of mine.
Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love, but love. Now, even though it's three below, let's just enjoy the storm, baby. We got love to keep us warm, so warm.
Happy wish you a happy birthday,
baby. Even though I'm poor, but if you'll agree to marry me, who could ask for anything more? Oh, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby.
Baby of mine.
Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything.
Oh, I ain't got a barrel of money.
I can't give you anything. Oh, my love's a many splendid thing. I can't give you anything. Oh, I got plenty of nothing. I got plenty of. I can't give you anything but
Fantastic, Jenny, fantastic. Did you appreciate
that,
Minty?
Okay, then, don't worry about it. I'll just tell them on the radio, we're not allowed in.
She's sorting through. I think that went extremely well, Jenny. Have a seat, she's sorting through a variety of other bits of these brilliant stuff, so fantastic stuff. Okay, we're going to find out as the show proceeds this morning on this Saturday special about how you can actually get involved yourself in a fantastic singing school and a variety of other things that's coming together for that. Meanwhile, we'll continue on. Sarah Huntley, actress extraordinaire, will be joining us as well telephonically. Pete, over to yourself again. From your own perspective, had you had any singing experiences before you actually joined the Northern Accord group?
No. Not since I was a teenager,
You can still work through that. We're going to find out about the history of the system as well, because I believe, Les, you're always open for new members, folk coming along. Sure, yeah. I mean, it's no good saying, well, there are already four of them, they don't need anything more, they've got Les's first reserve, that's it, you know? It's always that line,
well,
really.
The chorus particularly, you can't have a chorus that's too big.
So well, there we are.
Fantastic. Recruiting new members is always
exactly. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting on Channel 1 for Huspedia, and also obviously via podcast on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. Time for Sinatra.
Start spreading your New York.
Not not sure whether Frank Sinatra ever took part in the Barbershop Quartet. Whoops, he must have. Anyway, there we are. Life continues. Onwards, we have got the fabulous Northern Accord team in the studio. I say team, but there's a whole heap of other things. Let's talk about the educational side of this, because obviously we're talking about choirs and singing, etc. This is one for yourself, Les, I think, in terms of how can people who are listening to this, either online or maybe live at present, how can they actually get enrolled with Northern Accord, or indeed some of your fantastic singing courses?
Indeed, thank you. Well, we've got a three-week course coming up. We practice on a Tuesday evening, and so we're going to use those Tuesday evenings three in a row to run a Learn to Sing course. It's part of a national Learn to Sing course. There are actually 41 venues around the UK doing this, what has now become an annual event, trying to recruit and spread the word that singing is good fun. And our course will be held each Tuesday from the 30th of September to the 14th of October, 7:30 to 9:30, and the venue is the Macmillan Academy on Stockton Road. So we've using the great auditorium they have there, some great facilities.
I was going to say, I know it well, but I was actually asked to be a guest speaker there for one of their assemblies in the early part of this year, so it's extraordinary where you actually get let in. I mean, I'm used, obviously, from a university academic routine, never actually been in there where you actually register on a computer screen. It's phenomenal, but still,
lovely place. Yeah. It's easy to take part if you register on www.learntosinguk.com. You can actually ring one of our guys, Dave Tyson, on 07516 529 221 or email david.tyson2@ntnworld.com. Difficult to remember, but the easiest one is the Learn to Sing, the National Learn to Sing program. And if you just Google again Babs or the Harmony Foundation, www.learntosing.uk.com.
It's even simpler than
it's
that.
It's even simpler.
Because actually, if they're listening online, they can simply play the podcast back as many times as they want.
Play as many times as they want. But register your interest and a pack will be sent along to you.
Absolutely. Indeed, if you're not online on various other things, just call us here at Southside Broadcasting and we'll put all the details to you and all the rest of bits and bobs. Fantastic stuff. Okay, Sarah Huntley will be joining us from London, all being well, to express her sort of interest, and she's a qualified Lambda teacher as well, so it'd be nice to work through that. I'm thinking, actually, Les, possible challenge here, because one of our recent podcasts that we've just launched is On Your Bike, named obviously for obvious reasons about a cycling setup,
indeed,
with Manila Cycling, who will shortly be actually they have already won the championship for the Northeast, etc. Given that obviously a good pair of lungs are pretty essential when you're actually singing in all sorts of other areas, what do you think about maybe getting some of the cyclists and offering them the opportunity to maybe do some singing, maybe some of Northern Accord doing a bit of cycling as well?
Good idea.
I mean, clearly we'll have to handicap Pete, because he'd be too good on the bike to actually be scooting through the whole thing, but you know, we'll look at various other things. There we are. It's a little challenge. We'll put it to Tony McDonald.
Who's got the greatest lung capacity?
Well, I'm thinking between the two, cyclists and singers, cyclists and choristers. Mm. Yeah. There's a line there.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Very good.
With a high spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308188 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 245 grams of magnesium, 3 grams
of Hang on, slow down.
And one tablespoon. Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was the recipe?
And that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Fantastic stuff. Okay, before we actually go to our fantastic ace actress online, we have to say farewell and happy trails to Pete Thomas. Pete, have you enjoyed your time on the programme?
Oh, yes.
At least you managed to find out what Toffee and Tarka were up to. They weren't allowed into the Stokesley showground, but that's by the by. I'm sure Mincy will get them in before too long. It's some fabulous connecting up with you again. The play, of course, is still available online if people actually want to find out about the fantastic audio hour, which, of course, you wrote and researched, which is based on...
Gertrude Bell,
effectively, yeah. Yes, it's where Nicole Kidman's getting the idea for her next movie. That's online, you can go to Southside Broadcasting. We'll see you again very soon, Pete.
Yeah, it's always a joy talking to you, Alex.
Well, thank you very much. That's and likewise, duly reciprocated.
Bye now.
Pete Thomas heads off into the sunset, and three fabulous folk come back to actually join the choir, just in time, obviously, by all roads of things. Les, of course, is still with us. We have Alan, we have Jonathan, we have Jeff, and online we have the fabulous Sarah Huntley. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Good positive stuff there. So, barbershop quartets, Sarah. Have you ever encountered them in your own sort of way of how this whole thing operates and so on?
Very much so. Yes, very much so. I had a barbershop quartet at my wedding, in fact, Alexia.
Yeah, well, there we are, you see. It's all marvellous stuff. Gentlemen. Sarah, as I say, I'll just give you a bit of backstory here, and then you can select which way forward to communicate what the sort of message should actually be. And Sarah, you can obviously jump in if you think, ooh, you know, what's going on? A fabulous Lambda tutor, actress extraordinaire, regular correspondent from Wimbledon, from indeed the joys of Cornwall, etc., has been in Casualty, that's the series as opposed to the part of the hospital, has been in a whole range of other sort of factors, Wycliffe, on tour with Miriam Margot,
raviolis, etc. Just an all-round wonderful person, part of the Southside family.
She sounds fantastic.
Well, exactly. So I think she's
far from here.
She's only in Wimbledon. So
I'm going to get my car now.
Well, there we are. So I think allowing for that, where John, do you think what should we perform for her? What are you up to for this? Well, we started off with Katie Grimson, wonderful thing there. We provided a serenade for Minty. See what we did? Ladies on the phone being serenaded.
Of course, yes.
By
I'm not sure we've got the right.
I'm beginning to wonder this is the right song. It's called After You've Gone.
It's more about a breakup than have we got anything more lovely?
A tearjerker from 1918.
Sarah, let's put it to you. Would you like a tearjerker from 1918?
Yes, I'd love one. Yes.
Okay. It's a question you probably weren't expecting this time on a Saturday morning.
No, I wasn't.
Exactly.
I'd love a tearjerker from 1918, yes.
Well, there we are. It's looking good. It's looking positive. We're about sort of set. The gentlemen are sort of taking their positions now. You've been in the studio. You know the sort of way the chairs are being moved, they're being addressed here. Think of it as a bit like...
I can treat it like that, Alexia. No, it's you.
Yeah, well, that too. Gentlemen, we're in your own time.
Can't believe we're breaking up. Ain't a chance for making up. Baby, don't treat me this way. You're gonna be lonely someday. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you feel blue, you feel sad, you miss the dearest pal you ever had. Now there'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you want me only. After you've gone away, you've gone away. And so there'll come a day when you will miss me. Remember the day when you could kiss me.
One day
you will grow lonely, your heart will break. You want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. You told me goodbye, now it's your turn to cry, after you've gone away.
Genius. Sarah, what did you make of that one then?
That was fantastic. Was that live?
It was completely live, absolutely. We've got photographs we'll be putting on Facebook as proof of that, timing, all the rest of it.
It's like a recording, isn't it? That's what it is.
Exactly. Okay, Sarah, the microphone channels are now yours. It's up to you to question whomever, Pete or... Actually, Pete's gone, so that'd be difficult. But you can speak to Les, you can speak to Alan, Jonathan, Jeff. Over to you, Sarah. And gentlemen, you can sit down if you wish, of course.
Well, I thought that was absolutely marvellous. It was really, really wonderful. Which one of you was the one with the very deep voice?
Alan.
That could be me,
Hello, Alan. So, what's your normal speaking voice like, Alan?
Mid-range, I suppose. I don't. Maybe it's lower than normal. Especially at the moment, I got a bit of a chesty,
I'm actually getting a sense there, Alan, just a sense of not so much a Fulton Mackay, but a kind, you know, a sort of, there's an actor that sort of has that similar range that I'm thinking very much comes across to.
Oh, really?
This
is a man with a background in amateur dramatics.
Yeah, well, so
I think there might be something there.
I think you've got very dulcet tones, Alan.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think, actually, we probably have enough sets of headphones for everybody to actually have one. So if you'd like to sit down, we should be okay. It's just we were sort of a bit overkill from that. Now, they might only work through one channel. You might have to adjust a few other bits and pieces. But if you sit down and get comfortable from that whole thing, all will be well with the world. And Sarah will be able to deliver. Meanwhile, I mean, Sarah, what's life like in the joys of Wimbledon these days? I mean, because obviously you do tutoring and a variety of other bits and pieces as well. How's life with yourselves?
Not too bad. I can't because it'll be advertising, but I'm working with two major companies at the moment, voice training, which is good. And what else has been happening? Quite a bit, actually, Alexis. Yeah, it's very, very hectic at the moment, but quite exhilarating with the voice work, because you're helping people with their pitches and presentations and good feedback. So that's a good feel. Just survived my daughter doing GCSEs. Are you still there?
Of course we are, Sarah. As if we'd let you go.
When I'm talking, I don't get any feedback, and I thought, I might be chatting to myself. So that's good. What else is on the agenda? Trying to get some old acting work back in, that would be really good.
Let's just rewind slightly, because we were talking in the first part of the production with Les about vocal exercises. In fact, we came into the show this morning, you were doing warm-up exercises, etc. You cannot underestimate the importance of doing a good vocal warm-up before you're doing any production, even if it's a radio show. And yes, I have done my etc. before going. Obviously, we don't do it in public unless we're paid extortionate sums of money. But it is important, isn't it, Les?
It's very important. I think probably a good half an hour at least before we exercise our voice, bubbling. That is blowing this. But to the tune we do. It looks crazy. If someone walks in and doesn't understand what's going on, it seems a bit odd. But it brings the voice forward. It opens up the throat and gets the breathing going. And all very important.
Sarah, when you've been working,
absolutely, yeah. That's what I do all the time with people. The thing is, I'm working with people in large companies in town that think I'm being a bit arty farty, and also they get very inhibited because a lot of these huge places have these glass panelled office type style in York, look down into the foyer, and they get very, very upset. And I think this is soundproof, just let me try, and then I'll do one of my sort of, coming from the diaphragm, I think, come on, come with me, you can do this. But really, you need a room of privacy, because they do get rather inhibited, I think, sometimes. But you can definitely tell when the voice is warmed and ready to go. And the thing I find, which you would appreciate with all your wonderful barbershop singing, is that people underestimate how much energy, and it's not just about volume, you need to talk and to correspond and to communicate, really. And usually I'd say, out of all the courses I run, that's about the main element that's missing in the energy level that it needs to actually speak and talk and sing and perform, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a cornerstone of what we do. And we seem to use so little of our breath capacity in normal life. And I don't think guys... I think some of the guys we talk to are worried about their lungs bursting, I think.
I bet you've got a really, really a lot of breath capacity. Here's a little dare on air now to us all. Alexis, you can join in with this.
Dare on air?
Let's see. Yes, on air. On air, about air. Could we all start off, do you know the verse of "I am the very model of a modern major general"? Do you know that, any of you?
I am the very model of a modern major general.
Yes. I think one of us might.
Yeah, you've got probably one out of the four of us.
Alexis, join in. And if I had a little wind shoot, we could all do. Mm-hmm. Let's take a breath and see how far, without taking another breath, I'm going to have to stand up for this now. We can get through "I am the very model of a modern major general." Are you up for it there?
Well, at least one is. Two might help out. We'll just see where we go. But anyway,
I'll just smile.
I'll count you in. A one, a two, a three.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I am information, vegetable, animal, mineral. I am the king of the Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both as simple and quadratical about binomial theorem. That's as far as I can get.
I think you've won there, Sarah. Hands down, quite clearly.
I didn't have the word.
Fantastic.
Yes, genius stuff.
Next time, pick one we know.
But listen, I can't do that. I'm a useless singer. I'm the woman that, when I was in Peter Pan with Lulu in town many years ago, firstly, when I was a spare Indian, they took the cymbal bits out of my tambourine and put me at the back because they couldn't go down on numbers, but I was doing the Tiger Lily beat out of tune. You know, it's like... I kept walking along. And he was such a nice man who ran the orchestra, and he said, somebody doesn't seem to be quite like, knew it was me. So I kept my mouth shut. And then in the coffee break, he said, "Sarah, I know it's you too. Let's take the cymbals out of your tambourine." And then
that's heart-rending, isn't it? You know?
I know. So they were really good. I could bash it on my thigh and my hip to my delight without worrying.
They took the symbol. They took the symbols out of your tambourine. That's a revelation. Which I in the 2 decades we've worked together, I'm astonishing. That's genuine.
And then the other secret about this awful, I admit, I'm never going to get a job in the West End singing now, am I? And then I was understudying Wendy because I was playing Wendy's daughter, understudying Wendy's daughter, even Jane, a kangaroo. I was the huge kangaroo that comes in the beginning of Never Never Land, hopping in, and this Indian. Anyway, the worst thing happened, and Wendy went off. So I was fine on the acting, but what I was proverbially effing myself about was at the very beginning when Wendy and Michael go to bed in the nursery, Mrs. Darling comes in and sings them all a lullaby, and it had to be taken down so low for me, and I can remember it now. It goes, you see, I can't sing, but it's tender shepherd, tender dun, dun. Anyway, and the girl that had a nice, amazing voice was playing Wendy, and it was like some Negro spiritual for me. They had to take it right down. It was like, tender shepherd, really awful. Like, Wendy had a sex change, I think. So
taking that point, let's just sort of work in and find Les's view on this. Have you got somebody who's clearly had a traumatizing experience on the West End stage with Lulu in terms of that? You know, their cymbals have been taken out of their tambourine. They've had to sort of go down to a really base scenario. And somebody says, but I'd really like to be part of the Northern Accord. What would be your response, Les?
I think there's room for everyone. I'm a great believer that 99% of people can sing. I used to say 100, but then I met someone who really couldn't, and it was a bit of a surprise.
Les, yeah. I am the other person that really, really can't sing. So. Honestly, yeah. You would not want me. Yeah. I would confuse everyone. Really,
I think some gentle coaching, I'm sure you'd do.
Absolutely,
very well.
I think I see it very much. So
I might take you up on that.
You'll be very welcome.
Brilliant, Sarah. It's been fantastic as ever, touching base with your good self. We're going to squeeze in hopefully one more little song and tune, if that's all right, Les, and then sort of final wrap up in terms of how people can get in touch with Northern Accord, etc. But I think a little break to take us round. And Jonathan, when Katie put the question earlier about influences, etc., mm-hmm. I do believe you suggested that these boys might have been amongst them.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hairdo.
Stuff. So they're just rehearsing, Sarah, so they're just in the little anteroom, etc., but they're coming back in now, and before you ask those last two questions, of course, to the fabulous Northern Accord team, are you ready for another blast of live music from the Northern Accord souls of Les, Alan, Jonathan and Jeff?
I can't wait.
Here it comes.
My wild Irish rose, sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. Dearest flower that grows. and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. My rose, the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
It's audio perfection. It's fantastic. Sarah, I presume you're applauding.
Oh, it was marvellous. Absolutely. It's so cathartic, isn't it? It's very soothing and uplifting all at the same time. Very, very beautiful sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah, before we say happy trails to yourself, would you like to ask the assembled team, because some of them are leaving us, a couple will be having coffee in various other ovens, those last two questions. Over to you, Sarah Huntley.
Assembled team. Have you had a lovely time, and will you be coming back again?
We have.
I think that's a yes, Sarah. And, of course, there's that challenge with, of course, the On Your Bike team of cyclists. Absolutely. And, of course, the team of Northern Accord. It's going to happen. What about yourself, Sarah? Have you enjoyed this phone link?
I have. I'd like to come back, please.
Fantastic. You will. A round of applause for Sarah Huntley, please. And
yes. Genuinely
wonderful routine. A reminder, you're listening to Southside Broadcasting, and we've been listening to Northern Accord. Just a final farewell, do you think, gentlemen, in sort of harmony, sort of farewell, whatever. Right. A one, a two, a three.
Let's get together again, for we've had a wonderful time. Had a lot of fun, but the time has come. We've got to say goodbye. So, pleasant dreams to you, and may they all come true. Until we meet again, farewell and then. Let's get together again. Let's get together again.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.